Welcome to What You Know Net Radio. This is a below top secret podcast for the above top secret website. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam.
Everybody hates me.
Well, why do you suppose that is?
Because I'm the son of the devil?
Uh-huh. That's a good start. Why else?
There's a lot of fine print in your plan, Mr. Vice President, in all due respect. It is, I'm not so sure 80% of the people get the death tax. I know this, 100% will get it. If I'm the president of this.
Must have been terrible for you to be trapped here, Jack. Must have been terrible for you. Well, it bloody is now!
We present What You Know.
Soylent Green is made from people!
Misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All!
We're paying $1 billion a year to Pakistan, which is orchestrating the Taliban insurgency. So it's actually U.S. taxpayer money that is paying for the insurgents.
So join us in at least ridiculing this moron on a W, UK, and R.
Hi, everybody. This is What You Know, and this is What You Know Net Radio. I'd like to remind you, I am not you, never been you, and don't want to be you. I don't have a Second Amendment remedy, but what I do have is some commentary on today's political environment. We're down to 1 week before the midterm elections. Yay! I can't wait until this foul, disgusting crap is over. The Tea Party movement has just gone completely insane in this country, and if you somehow been living under a rock in America for the last 2 years, let me tell you what the Tea Party movement is really about. It's angry white people who don't want to pay taxes. That's really what the Tea Party movement is all about. Angry white people. So we have a lot of different races out there. If you don't know who you're going to vote for by now, I feel sorry for you, but I'll give you some advice. I would suggest that you go online. Go over to votesmart.org. Look up your state. Look up your candidates. See that there might be actually more than just two candidates running. Figure out which one actually better appeals to you and vote that way. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I haven't looked up all the different candidates and all the different races going around the country. That's up to you. But I suggest that you go on tonight, take a look at the candidates, take a really hard look with an open mind, and really figure out who you're going to vote for. If you vote for the Tea Party candidate, that's fine. That's your choice. You're entitled to it. If you vote for the Democrat, that's fine too. That's all good. But if you're voting against someone, you're a moron. You're an idiot, and just stop, because you're a total and complete waste of breath. But so that's my little stump speech for trying to get people to actually research their candidates instead of voting blindly for a particular political party or nut job, insane right-wing movement. But another political news, down in Kentucky, we had a Rand Paul supporter deciding that a person from the liberal organization MoveOn.org needed some impromptu chiropractic care. He, after a couple other people shoved her to the ground, he decided to step on her neck very hard. Now, I made a thread about this earlier, and it's a usual fodder for the Political Madness Forum. And for whatever reason, there are people who are actually supporting him and saying that it's her fault for getting her neck stepped on while she was trying to hand Rand Paul a fake sign saying that he was the employee of the month for a fictitious Fox Corp corporation. I guess these guys must have thought, she has a sign, she can read, and decided to get her. But it pretty much sums up the Tea Party for me perfectly. You've got people like Sharon Angle out there saying that she has a Second Amendment remedy if people don't vote her way. You have Stephen Broden out there saying he would not rule out violent overthrow of the government if elections did not produce a change in leadership. Anyone seeing a general theme going on here with the Tea Party movement? General violent overtones in these people. Does that worry anybody else but me? And of course, yeah. Then you got Christine O'Donnell. I love Christine O'Donnell. She apparently doesn't understand that second part of the First Amendment, which kind of guarantees us the separation of church and state. It really does. It keeps us from having something like the Church of England or some other official U.S. religion. And while I think it's fine for candidates to have a faith, I personally have a problem with a candidate who uses their faith for political means. It scares me because religion and politics has always been a very deadly mix.
Please, continue. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort.
Okay, and then one final piece before I get going here is if your candidate is advocating a violent revolution, you may want to rethink that candidate, because a violent revolution in America would pit Americans against Americans. Now, if you're against the government, that's fine, but U.S. citizens are your brothers too, no matter what side of the political fence they are on.
This is WUKMR, home of Microsoft Sam and some shaved monkey typing on a keyboard.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let us know. Have a great night.
Rebecca.